This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
These are challenging times, but you don't have to navigate them alone. Welcome to How Can I Help? I'm Dr. Gail Salt. I'm a clinical associate professor of psychiatry at the New York Presbyterian Hospital, a psychoanalyst, and best-selling author. And I'm here every week to answer your most pressing questions, hopefully with understanding, insight, and advice. Can you die of a broken heart? Medical research suggests, indeed, you can. And the likelihood of this has unfortunately increased during the COVID-19 pandemic. The husband of Irma Garcia, one of the two teachers killed in the mass shooting at Robb Elementary School in Uvalde, Texas, died suddenly before the funeral. This scenario is sadly typical for death from a broken heart, a sudden loss of a beloved spouse. Today, I'm answering a question from the adult child of a bereaved partner with concerns about their remaining parent. Even before COVID-19's arrival in early 2020 led to a national shutdown, the medical condition called Takotsubo cardiomyopathy, also known as broken heart syndrome, was on the rise. In cases of broken heart syndrome, the heart's main pumping chamber temporarily enlarges and therefore pumps poorly with weak strength. As a result, the patient experiences chest pain and shortness of breath, and those symptoms can feel like you're having a heart attack. Physiologically, however, it's not a heart attack. The heart muscle suddenly becomes weakened in the setting of severe stress. The type of stress that leads to broken heart syndrome can be emotional, like the death of a loved one, or from fear, like having a car accident or being the victim of a crime. Or it can be physical, like having a stroke or a severe infection, or even from extreme physical exercise, like running a half marathon. Think about the heart as a pump that has to pump blood to the rest of the body. If the heart muscle suddenly weakens, basically a situation is created where the blood isn't able to be pumped all the way to the vital organs, and therefore the person can die. Broken heart syndrome is not a heart attack, one difference being these patients typically do not have blockages in their arteries of their heart, which is some of the reason that they might not be picked up earlier as being at risk for broken heart syndrome. And blocked arteries are what does put you at risk of heart attacks, but people who see doctors regularly may have those blockages picked up before a heart attack. The truth is, without an autopsy, it's actually impossible to know whether the person who has died of a heart attack, died of broken heart syndrome, or even from another type of trauma or stress-induced heart problem. Broken heart syndrome is a classic example of how mental health is health, that the mind and the body are intimately connected, and that things which have extreme emotional impact on us causes physiological changes to the body as well. Chemicals, hormones, and proteins that are produced in the body during very stressful times can be the instigator that causes change to the cardiovascular system. The rates of broken heart syndrome have increased in recent years. According to a study from Dr. Susan Cheng, a cardiologist and epidemiologist and director of the Institute for Research on Healthy Aging in the Department of Cardiology at the Smith Heart Institute at Cedars-Sinai Medical Center in Los Angeles, Dr. Cheng performed a study which was published in 2021 in the Journal of the American Heart Association, which found increased rates of broken heart syndrome from 2006 to 2017. More than 135,500 Americans had the syndrome during that time, and women aged 50 to 74 had the highest increase over those years. Even though women are more likely to actually have broken heart syndrome, research has found that when men get broken heart syndrome, they are actually at a higher risk of dying from it. Dr. Cheng's ongoing research suggests broken heart syndrome and stress-related heart disease and traditional heart attacks have all risen during the pandemic. More patients with only a few or no heart risk factors, those risk factors being, for example, smoking, diabetes, high blood pressure, high cholesterol, or living a sedentary life, are having heart events too, and the stress from the pandemic is among the big culprits that she has found. When before you needed only a little bit of stress on top of a lot of pre-existing risk factors to trigger a heart attack, now you don't even need that much in terms of pre-existing risks because there's so much stress, Dr. Cheng has said. She's also said we have a new baseline of stress that we're all living with now. And when you pile on top an incredibly profound tragic event as what took place in Texas at the Robb Elementary School, that just completely overwhelms the system. Also, respiratory problems brought on by COVID-19 infection could increase the rate of broken heart syndrome too. Many doctors are finding that the pandemic has sort of led to this spike in cases from different angles, both the emotional side and the physical side. So with that, right after the break, we'll get to my listeners' questions.
This is it, your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
We went from normal life, healthy child to acute lymphoblastic leukemia or B-cell ALL. The St. Jude team came up to get CJ via ambulance. Shortly after that, I noticed a rainbow. It meant that there was hope. We were driving into hope. To have hope is to have your child healthy, and we have that because of St. Jude.
You can help kids fight childhood cancer. Please become a St. Jude Partner in Hope today by visiting musicgives.org.
Welcome back. Let's get to my listener's question and see, how can I help? Dear Dr. Saltz, my father died about 2 weeks ago. He was 82. My parents have been married since my mother is 22 for 60 years, and he really was her everything. I am very sad and struggling with my own grief, but in addition, I'm really worried about my mom. She had been in fine health for an 82-year-old woman, but she is so crushed and lost now and is barely eating or sleeping or doing anything. She sort of stares at the wall and occasionally cries, and I'm really worried that she might die from the loss of my dad. What can I do? First, let me say, I am so very sorry for your loss. No matter how old you are, it's always incredibly sad and difficult to lose your parent. I also understand your worry. First of all, you have never seen your mother operate without your father as a partner. So the whole concept is really foreign to you. Second of all, grief can look just terrible. And in many cases, to be truthful, it feels it. But grief is a part of loss. And the loss of a partner of 60 years is a major loss. In other words, your mother has to grieve. Now, grief cannot be treated as in made to go away. But if grief becomes so impairing that a person cannot eat or sleep and be functional, and this goes on for a period of time, then this is complicated grief. And that partially is really depression. And depression can be treated. The other issue is that with initial horrendous grief is that it stresses the body by stressing the mind. Sustaining very high stress for a period of time can impact the cardiovascular system. And this is what can lead to sudden death via broken heart syndrome. If your mom is so distraught that she cannot even have moments of relief, it would be wise to take her for a check-in with her doctor to check her blood pressure and her pulse and have a general checkup and listen to her heart. And if she is truly not eating and sleeping, then on top of that, an antidepressant may be needed to lift her mood enough to ameliorate these symptoms. But in the meanwhile, being able to talk to her about loss and help her find comfort in thinking about the wonderful memories of your dad could really help her too. Whether that is with you or with friends of hers or with an individual therapist or even, and this can really be helpful, with a support group of women who have also lost their partners. Being able to share feelings with other people you know can really understand how you feel does help in the processing of grief. Understand that your mom may be in and out of this state for the better part of the year, with more difficulty around holidays and anniversaries that mattered to them. The things that I've mentioned already are the types of things that you, as her loving daughter, can think about and do. But sometimes a spouse simply does not want, in the depths of their being, to go on without the other. And you may not be able to control that, no matter what you do or feel. You may have to accept her conscious or unconscious decisions about participating in life that feels fully miserable without him. You can try to talk to her about medication that could really treat the depths of despair and help her feel a little better. But you cannot force her to, nor should you, and nor should you feel guilty if she is unable to carry on without him. She and you have actually been very lucky to have benefited from a lifelong love. I hope that was helpful. If a person survives the onset of broken heart syndrome, they can often recover within days or weeks. But the long-term effects of the syndrome remain unknown, and they are currently being studied. Some research has suggested people who have had broken heart syndrome have a higher risk for future heart events. What you can do is build up coping tools to help yourself decrease your day-to-day stress levels. This is really true for everyone. Aerobic exercise, deep breathing, meditation, talking to others. By decreasing our day-to-day stress levels, it means that when a big stress hits, we have some reserve to absorb it. Some people may want grief counseling when they have a loss, which can be provided even by employers or community organizations, or even individual therapy. Activities like yoga, the practice of mindfulness, other types of exercise and meditation can all help relieve stress. There is no actual medication for stress. And the times, they do keep seeming more stressful for a lot of people. So now is the time to think about ways to decrease life stress for you and your family. We cannot stop unexpected tragedies from happening, but we can be physiologically and mentally better prepared to weather them. Do you have a problem I can help with? If so, email me at howcanihelp@senecawomen.com. All centers remain anonymous. And listen every Friday to How Can I Help? With me, Dr. Gail Saltz.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
We went from normal life, healthy child to acute lymphoblastic leukemia or B-cell ALL. The St. Jude team came up to get CJ via ambulance. Shortly after that, I noticed a rainbow. It meant that there was hope. We were driving into hope. To have hope is to have your child healthy, and we have that because of St. Jude.
You can help kids fight childhood cancer. Please become a St. Jude Partner in Hope today by visiting musicgives.org.
What do the most successful growing businesses have in common? They're working together in Slack. Slack is where work happens, with all your people, data, and information in one AI-powered place. Grow your business in Slack. Visit slack.com to get started.